Good morning. It's 7:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says Alabama was the only state that had a higher unemployment rate in July than it did a year ago. July marked the second month that has happened. The Bureau says Alabama's rate of 7% for July was compared to 6.5% a year earlier. The other 49 states had rates lower than a year ago. The same thing happened in June. Alabama's rate of 6.8% was higher than the 6.5% measured a year earlier. The national unemployment rate has declined over the last year from 7.3% to 6.2%. Chi Omega fraternity officials say a University of Alabama member has been expelled from the school's chapter for a racially offensive post that was distributed via social media over the weekend. University of Alabama President Judy Bonner said in a statement that a student made an offensive post to Snapchat Saturday afternoon that prompted an investigation by the Office of Student Conduct. Sororities at the University of Alabama held their fall membership recruitment programs over the weekend. The campus was engulfed in controversy last fall following reports that some majority white groups rejected blacks because of their race. Chi Omega spokeswoman Whitney Plumpton says the women's fraternity embraces people from all walks of life, and the recent group of new pledges included two African-American women and other minorities. The 86th Annual Convention for the Association of County Commissions of Alabama starts today in Perdido Beach. Over 600 county officials will meet and discuss topics such as prison reform and veteran services. The candidates for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general will also be given time to speak. ACCA Executive Director Sonny Brassfield says it's an ideal setting for the candidates.
This will be their best opportunity to speak to county elected officials from all over the state in one setting. It's not a debate or any of that kind of thing. Each candidate would be on the podium and have that time for their remarks and presentation by themselves.
The conference runs through Thursday. Alabama State University officials say they're planning to use a National Science Foundation grant to establish a data analytics lab. Alabama Public Radio's Ryan Vasquez has more.
Alabama State University officials say the school will use a $399,000 grant to focus on big data. Big data is a term that's increasingly used to describe a volume of data so large and complex that it's difficult to interpret using standard database and software techniques. Officials say the university will partner with Auburn University on a research project aimed at infusing data analytics in mathematics and statistics courses. Officials say many in-demand science, technology, engineering, and mathematics careers require technical skills for handling and analyzing big data, but undergraduate courses aren't typically equipped to provide adequate training in that area. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.
And now for a look at the day's weather, we go to WVUA's Richard Scott.
Good Tuesday morning to you. Going to turn out to be a hot and humid day today. Temperatures top out in the low 90s. A small chance for a few passing storms. Risk of rain 40%. As for tonight, lows in the low 70s, dry and warm. As for a Wednesday, temperatures top out in the mid 90s on Wednesday and Thursday. Lots of sun. The risk of rain less than 10%. Many of us won't see a drop. Heat index values easily topping 100. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.